Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Tuesday night. We're learning, started general halachas of brachas. It was mentioned last night about Borim and Mazonos. I don't know how we got on to that. Why did we get on to that? I forgot.
Because the Shahako was a call of brachas.
Yes. So we got to Sif Beis yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Bir Halachas suggested. So I looked up the Mazos HaBracha, like a very, very contemporary sefer. Like, it's alive. I mean, that's as contemporary as you can get. And he brings down from Rav Moshe, and the Gris Moshe, Paskins, yes. But the Eved, Berman, and Mazonos, Pantas, everything. Lamaisa. But of course, except for water and salt. But the Gemara says it's not Mazon. But otherwise, it does Pantas, everything. But the Eved. Okay.
So when would one say
Shahak,
when would one say Mazonos?
You never say
it. Bidiyevit, it's all
Bidiyevit
anyway.
So yeah, well, I'm not sure. I didn't get the impression that Mazonos can be used as Shahakol, in the sense that it's relatively rare that you can say Shahakol L'chatchila. But even then, I never saw, you can't say Mazonos L'chatchila. Mazonos is only something if you said it by mistake. You wouldn't make another bracha. I didn't see. Shakel's less b'di'evit. Shakel is something that, because it's kloli.
So if you were on a desert island and you didn't know what bracha to make, you could get in touch with someone, you should make a shakel, not a mazonos.
Yeah. Okay, Sifalov talked about that the world is hektish, and you're not allowed to have an off from hektish until Pidyon, and Yemoyel if you do. So Kmokin also Lohanus Menoyel Mazembeli Bracha, or Bracha Hua Pidyon. I think I said yesterday, I think of it more as reaching its tachlis, its culmination, by making a Bracha, you acknowledge that Hashem made this apple, let's say, and when you eat Kachim, so it reaches its goal. Its goal is to be eaten. So it reaches its goal when you make a bracha. Not so much pidyon, which is like, okay, now I'm making it chol. In other words, he's looking at it as hektish. He's describing hektish. And the pidyon, and now the kedusha is transferred to the money, and it becomes chol. So you make your bracha, and now you could be nene from it. A bracha hu ha pidyon. I would rather say a bracha hu ha Hishtamshus shall ha hektish, because you're allowed to use hektish just like the Kohanim can eat kachim, and the Yisraelim can eat kachim kalim. So you're using the hektish, you're not doing pidyon. So here you're using it the way it's supposed to be, to acknowledge Hashem. Okay, a different way, you can look at it both ways. So Beis says, Abu Bishop, the Evidim Torah, Birch, Shakolo, Koldovar. So afilu al pas val yayin yotzo lechatchilo asus lasus kain. Ella, you have to go learn. Torah lilmo to the oven. Ezer bracha yivarech al komin v'min. It's not like washing. I don't want to make a bracha I'll wash. I don't want to make shakol. You have to go learn. If after learning you still don't know what bracha to make, you don't know if it's right, it's adama. You don't know. Like you say, you're hungry, it's meal time, or maybe you're fasting. So you make a sharp call. Bach Badom Shevchel is bar mezam menu. Ocean is top of our point could be Yevchel Achria. If it's right to Adomo, let's say, there's such machloksim. I mean, I think passion fruit, mango, a bunch of things. Ozi Yoitim Abichel Sharp call, even the Chatchila.
You say,
okay, in my example, you can say Adama also. It's also B'di'evit, though. Also B'di'evit. Is Adama better than Shehakol? I'm not ready to say that. It could be it's a worse B'di'evit. Adama is Shehakol, because the AIDS came from the Adama also. But that's indirect. Shakol Nia B'dvaru is direct, it's just very, very general. So I'm not sure. The Mudav Shiach Lapotu B'Tol Chasudo of the Tfei, just go wash. Gimel, Hadav Shem Mavarchan Olav L'Ochol L'Shkos O L'Oriach Bo, which also requires a bracha, Lazar Bo Mitzvah. So his point is, there should be no, you should be ready to do it, ready to roll, immediately. Tzorach Sheikach also Kodom HaBracha, whether it's Bichas HaNenen or Bichas HaMitzvahs, take it B'Yad Yamino in your right hand. I get told it with my left hand. I'm a lefty. So this is one of the things that you do with your left hand, Taka. Some things the lefty does with his right hand also. But this is not one of them. This he takes in his left hand. Mishnah Berurah says, okay, take it in your right hand. The Kitzur says, if you're a righty, most people are righties. V'chavenei z'bracha hu tzarech l'borech olav k'dei she'yaskes Hashem. You're really supposed to know which bracha you can end up saying when you say the Shem Hashem. To ikar ha'bracha. Yeida ma'ashem Messiah v'yavorech. What are you blessing Hashem over? What are you saying to Hashem? Don't say Baruch Atah Hashem and then wait for a psak. You should know at the before place, I don't know. Don't say Hashem's name. Don't make a bracha before you know. Meaning without special, yeah, it's in front of him. We don't pass him this way. I'm not even sure if the kitzur means it. We pass him if it's pretty much in the realm of, if it's common, I'll use the word common. If it's common that he would get the food.
Making a shahakol, there's nothing on the table
that's a shahakol. Right, so the shahakol's in the refrigerator.
It's in the fridge. And he's
so I don't know what the kids hold, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. It's easy to get to, you know you'll get to it, you walk over and you'll take it. And that's even if it's in a different room. A water fountain, even though it's not there yet. So that's all called, it's.
But the chachir should be pushing the button before you.
No.
A water fountain. This is all b'di'evit. What's the rule of chachila? The water fountain.
Yeah, the chachir should be holding it in your hand. Or the equivalent.
Pushing the button. Yeah. It's like the water's operating.
Well, yeah, you're not getting that water anyway. So I don't know. But I guess it's that much closer to you.
You just have to stick your head there instead of having to stick your head and push the button.
No, you've already created the force that's going to bring you the water. He's saying even with the evidence you could even make the bracha and then go to the room. So when the kitzur says that if it's not in front of him, I don't know what he holds. But Akaponim Mishnah Berurah talks about this rule of, we'll call it plausibility. How plausible is it? If it's quite plausible that you're going to get the food, then
does it have a time limit?
I don't know if he manages not to be Mesiach Das, if it's only Mechusas Man, his man's an hour, so then you would worry about Hesach Das. Okay, if you're Mesiach Das, you can be Mesiach Das in 1 second also. And this is even if you intended. Even if you intend that, if it wasn't in your world, like I said with the neighbors, if you always borrow from the neighbors, the neighbors always borrow from you, it's an ongoing thing.
But that was different. That was when you already made the brach on one thing, and now you want to.
Let's say it happens that way too. Place, you make a bracha, you're a wise guy, you figure you'll go over to the refrigerator, you open up the bin, you make a hey, there's nothing there. You go to the neighbor, and he says, what do you want?
Peace.
Apple.
Apple.
That's what we used to do in class. Okay, so then the mission. So I think it's totally, if it's a normal thing for the neighbors to give, then you don't have to make a bracha. If it's not, you know, it's a New York building, you know, you don't know who your neighbor is, then you do have to make a bracha. Okay, we'll stop here.